From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Results from Wednesday's Dutch election show the center-right government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte fending off a challenge from the anti-European Union Party for Freedom of parliamentarian Geert Wilders. Mr. Rutte spoke during a noisy campaign celebration.
I think it means in the Netherlands that people have been responsive to two messages. In the first place, that we should not experiment, that we should continue the policies of recovery to make this economy stronger, and now to make people feel in their personal lives that this economy is one of the best performing economies in the Western world.
While losing seats, Mr. Rutte's party retained its status as the country's biggest. Kristen Overboom is one of the millions of Dutch voters who cast ballots.
We want to show to Europe as well that we are not extreme rights, we are not fascist, as the some people would say, as we've seen. But we are capable of running our own country in a democratic way.
Voter turnout more than 80%, the highest in 30 years. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker hailed it as a vote against extremists and a vote for Europe. Bruce Wilson is a European analyst at RMIT University in Melbourne.
It's certainly a rejection of the anti-Europe, anti-Islam sentiments of much of the debate of the last 12 months.
The Christian Democrats came in second, with Wilders' Party for Freedom coming in a close third with a gain of a handful of seats. Moroccan King Mohammed VI has replaced his prime minister as he attempts to break a months-long deadlock over forming a new government. The Islamist Justice and Development Party won last year's election, but a dispute over economic reform with a coalition partner and talks with a new coalition partner have stalled. The impasse seen as damaging Morocco's reputation for political stability. This is VOA News.